Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, October 15th. What to look for in tonight's dueling town halls. We'll discuss that. Plus, Kamala Harris cancels campaign travel due to coronavirus hitting her staff. And finally, Barack Obama's warning to Republicans. At 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern tonight, you're not going to be sitting down in front of your television or your computer or your phone expecting to watch a presidential debate. No, the debate scheduled for tonight, as you know, has been canceled. Instead, you're going to toggle between two networks to see Trump and Biden simultaneous town halls. The good thing is we're going to hear what is top of mind for voters in these critical battleground states of Pennsylvania and Florida. But we're also going to see how each of the candidates in these final 19 days wants to direct the conversation. Where do they pivot their answers to keep focus on certain issues before the voters? For the president, the political mission is clear. He is running out of time. More than 11% of the expected overall electorate has already voted, and that is going to dramatically increase day after day after day as we lead up to November 3rd. And there's only one debate left on the schedule, a big moment where millions and millions of Americans tune in. So this town hall on network television is one of the rare final opportunities he has before him to really try and narrow the gap with Biden. I mean, we had a brand new NBC Wall Street Journal poll out today showing this an 11-point race nationally. Now, again, we know it's the state polls that matter more, and we're not even sure polls matter all that much. It's that battle for winning enough states to get to 270. But the president is clearly behind right now in this presidential race, and he needs to do something in these big, rare moments that he has to capture the American people's attention between now and November 3rd to try and narrow that gap. So what is he going to do tonight? He's going to try and deflect and turn away from coronavirus as much as possible. We have this project at CNN called The Breakthrough. It's hard to describe word cloud in a podcast, but I urge you to go online and check it out. But it sort of assesses what Americans have heard about Trump and about Biden in the last week, what's sort of breaking through into their knowledge base about what the candidates are doing and what words are associated with them. Our brand new breakthrough word cloud for Trump, you can't even read any other words on it. It's just a mammoth block letter coronavirus. That is all people have heard about Donald Trump. Obviously, his own infection and recovering from it, and his handling of the pandemic as it gets worse across the country. So watch for Donald Trump to claim victory over the virus, because he beat it and he'll be standing there at a town hall, and watch him try and then move away from that subject as quickly as possible. He'll try to distract people probably with talk of Hunter Biden and whether or not Hunter Biden used his father when he was serving as vice president in inappropriate ways to help his business relationships. This is an obsession of Donald Trump's, we know, because he got impeached over it. This is that whole notion of the dealing with the Ukrainians and whether this is a Russian sort of disinformation campaign. We know they want to help President Trump in this election cycle as they did in 2016. What it is not is an actual viable political solution to his current problem, which is the mismanagement of the pandemic. Instead of dealing with that head on, I am suspecting we will hear from him lots of distraction tonight. For Joe Biden, it's kind of the opposite, right? He's going to continue to hammer away at the coronavirus and the president's mishandling of it as much as possible. And then his other political mission, of course, which is true for every frontrunner, do no harm. Don't slip up. Don't get tripped up in certain questions, or don't have a big senior moment and forget something live on television. None of that. That's his critical mission. Do no harm politically. And then to keep the focus as much as possible on Trump's mismanagement of the virus. So I'd be on the lookout for those two things tonight in the dueling town halls. Here's what else you need to know that matters today. Kamala Harris, she was scheduled to be in North Carolina today, the first day of in-person voting in North Carolina. Nope. The vice presidential running mate on the Democratic side has canceled her campaign travel through the weekend because her communications director and one of the non-staff member flight crew folks on her plane tested positive for coronavirus. Now, Kamala Harris has not been in close contact, according to CDC guidelines, with either one of these people for several days. Harris tested negative for days prior to learning of her staff member testing positive. She hasn't been with her for about a week now. According to all the guidelines that are out there, Harris is not truly at risk for having been infected, but the Biden campaign is taking every precaution possible, standing down on her travel, not putting her and her team back on that plane. She will continue her campaign events virtually through the weekend. She will continue to report publicly the results of her tests for coronavirus. She herself on her Twitter feed made sure to still encourage people to socially distance, wear masks, and do a lot of hand washing. All the right guidelines according to CDC. And of course, the Biden campaign making a political point here of the contrast in dealing with this in the way Trump deals with this. Just look at his Iowa rally last night for yet another potential super spreader event. So not only does this hurt Kamala Harris's ability to get out there across the country in places she was supposed to be, like North Carolina, Cleveland, Ohio, and others, but the campaign sees it as a possible plus in terms of the overall contrast on the message of how to handle the pandemic. And finally today, Barack Obama appeared on Pod Save America, and he mused about sort of the future of the GOP if indeed Joe Biden wins this election. Do those Republican Party members up on Capitol Hill who remained quiet through a lot of the norm busting of the Trump era alter their ways? He sort of warned Republicans in his comments about this, but I thought it was really interesting to hear the former president talk about how the Republican Party deals with the Trump aftermath, if there is one.
I think a very important question after the election, even if it goes well with Joe Biden, is whether you start seeing the Republican Party restore some sense of here are norms that we can't breach, because he's breached all of them and they have not said to him, this is too far.
That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.